Growing an effective cyber workforce that can support the needs of the Army's operational commanders is one of three lines of effort the fledgling Cyber Command is pursuing. As part of its goal toward the Network of the Year 2020, the Army envisions elite, specialized cyber units that are pervasive throughout the service and can embed with even the smallest Army organization to deliver offensive and defensive capabilities. Major General Rhett Hernandez, Army Cyber Command's commanding officer, says it may turn out that some of the specialties Army officers are trained in today need to change in order to better encapsulate what it means to be a cyber warrior.
As we look into the future with what's required, I think what we'll find, as we found about a dozen years ago when we created several new functional areas for the officer corps, that there are some functions that we're doing today that might need to be modified in the future, and there may be some unknowns that we have to think about how we start creating them for the future. I don't know what those are. But I know the last time we did this hard work in 1998, we created about a dozen new functional areas. Many of you are sitting in this room now because you are the majors and colonels that were a result of that, and it takes us 10 years to grow a major and more to get the depth of skills that you have in critical functions, which is why doing this work is so important.
Hernandez speaking last week at the close of the Army Land War Net Conference in Tampa, Florida. But he says developing those uniformed leaders is only part of the equation. He says the Army needs to take advantage of all the potential cyber personnel it has at its disposal.
I'm not convinced the sum of the pieces equals the whole, and we really need to look across the total Army active guard reserve. We need to look across military civilian, and we need leader development programs and those types of programs that will allow us to ensure that we have the right force at the right time.
Part of the answer, Hernandez says, is integrating cyber skills American workers in the private sector workforce already need and already have. It just so happens, he says, that many of those workers also happen to be members of the Army National Guard and Reserve.
We have Guard and Reserve soldiers that some of you are sitting out there now that have a technical degree, work for a company, and have great skills that I would love to get at, but in many ways, our current personnel procedures and policies don't allow us to do that easily. So rather than leveraging only the unit capability, I really intend to leverage the individual capability, regardless of where you are across the nation, because we need your skills and we need to find ways to bring you in easy and allow you to provide that critical expertise that you have to us.
The Army's also working on a brand new pilot program they're calling the Green Pages. It's a talent management system the Army hopes will help it find out about skills the service already has in its workforce but just doesn't know about. As an Army promotional video explains,
while the Army knows its people, it can't see their unique talents. It doesn't know where they can perform optimally. We can do better. What if there were a tool that revealed the talents of every soldier? What if that tool also revealed the talents demanded by Army organizations around the globe? And what if the Army's supply of talented people was actually matched with that demand?
Hernandez says the Green Pages could help his command find the cyber skills the Army already has internally and isn't using.
They say, I've got these special skills. Can you find me a position that would allow me to leverage those skills? I said, this is great. I want to do that, but I want to do that across the entire cyber warrior force and help you develop what we think all those requirements are, many of the things that you have already under your belt and what else we might need to, and then start building that type of capability so we knew where we had those skills and we could leverage them now, or we could work to find them immediately when we needed them.
At last week's conference, Hernandez was asked whether he worried that the Army would be able to recruit new talent with cyber skills.
Given the rather non-military characteristics of most personnel who possess those skills.
Hernandez answered with a resounding no. He says the problem isn't culture. He says the young officers and enlisted soldiers entering the Army right now are enthusiastic about cyber. He says the real challenge is one that faces the nation as a whole, a declining competency for science, technology, and math in the educational system.
STEM for the nation really needs to increase. We can't be competing against each other because this is a national challenge, and this is a national challenge that's going to have to ensure that we're able to recruit, develop, and retain the right skills at all levels across the nation. And our ability to do that at younger and younger ages inside of fields that are science, engineering, and math focused, I think will still be important and even more important as this becomes harder and harder to outthink and outmaneuver the potential adversaries.
Building the cyber workforce is one of three elements of the Army's strategic plan for 2020. The others are building the technical capabilities that workforce will use and operationalizing cyberspace. Hernandez says operationalizing cyberspace means Cyber Command will first have to be able to deliver a common cyberspace operating picture. The Army will have to be able to see and understand its own networks much better than it can today, and it will have to develop a system of active network defenses.
Done correctly, this will prevent intrusions at network speed through real-time capability to discover, detect, analyze, and mitigate threats and vulnerabilities. For those threats that get in, we need to rapidly find them and get them out.
Hernandez says the Army will also have to increase its focus on protecting critical infrastructure that supports the service and improve its cyberspace intelligence capabilities so it has near real-time indications of threats on its network. In Tampa, Florida, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.